Maria Santamaro's career path recently took a distinctive turn. After spending much of her life in the arts, her focus is now helping to feed people with food insecurity in Lackawanna County. As the new executive director of Breadbasket of Northeastern Pennsylvania, she's handling her new role with grace.
Breadbasket has been in existence since 1984. We're in our 42nd year. For those that don't know who we are, we support 7 food pantries that are located strategically throughout Lackawanna County. Each of them are opened weekly on different days of the week, one of which is actually called Valhalla. We work in conjunction with Valhalla Veteran Services. That particular pantry caters to military families and veterans. It's sad to know that veterans are facing food insecurity and need these services, but they do. And as we know, that the homeless situation is another area where they fall into, and that's a sad statistic.
How many people are suffering from food insecurity in Lackawanna County?
In Lackawanna County alone, we're looking at 30,000 people, which to me, that was alarming, if not astounding. Who would have known?
So you've got 7 pantries within the area. So let's talk about the individualized pantries and what they do.
I just was speaking about Valhalla, which caters to our military families and veterans. And of course, we would never turn a non-veteran away either. But I see a lot of veterans that do come in and their families. Our Elm Park United Methodist Church is a large one. That's located on Linden Street, actually, right down the street from the University of Scranton. That's a pretty good-sized pantry. The one thing, too, I might want to mention is that we are zip code specific. So each pantry has a list of zip codes for the clients that they will serve. So they have to live within the zip code of that particular pantry. We don't ask for any other personal information, just the address and maybe how many are in the household so that we can keep track of the children and the elderly, which, you know, are also very vulnerable populations within that number. And speaking of children, too, of that 30,000 people, 6,000 are children. So imagine going to bed hungry and then having to wake up the next morning, going to school, wondering where your next meal is coming from.
And it certainly doesn't help their performance either.
Precisely. And really think about it long term. If their grades are down, they're struggling at school. I mean, that's going to carry over for almost the rest of their lives if we're not able to fix this.
How on earth did this get started and why are the numbers so high?
That's a good question. And I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. All I know is that it's organizations like ours that are with the mission of alleviating hunger within Lackawanna County. That's our mission. Of course, there are other agencies that might venture out further, but our focus is 100% Lackawanna County.
Your nonprofit does something a little bit different with regard to getting food to people.
Yes, we do. And we pride ourselves with this through a partnership with DoorDash, Project Dash. We're one of the only agencies that deliver food to those that have transportation issues or not able to make it to any of the pantries. And that is actually coordinated and managed out of our Elm Park United Methodist Church pantry. The one thing that I'd like to see expand, I don't know if it's a possibility, but I know within the boundaries of that particular program, it has to be within a 10-mile radius. So you can imagine I'll get a call from someone who might be a couple of miles over that, and I'll stay on the phone with them and help figure out a way. Maybe there's another resource that they can tap into to get food to those people. Our Southside pantry, Heaven's Door, which is on Cedar Avenue, that's a Spanish-speaking pantry. South Scranton clearly has become a very heavily populated Latino population. This is a new world for me. I come from an arts and culture background, but I, you know, got to the point in my career where I wanted to find myself in a place where I'm making a difference, this kind of a difference. I think I was making a difference before, but that's a different kind of difference.
When you think about where you came from, that background of the arts, and now you're into something that's a little more concrete and almost stark compared to the arts, how were you able to make the adjustment? And how do you feel that you fit into this new role as executive director?
If I might be able to kind of make a joke here, I've worked with almost every musician throughout the region. And I always made sure that whenever we put a show together, that just like any other artist that would come in and perform, meals are part of what they do. That's usually covered in their rider or whatnot. But of course, our local regional musicians don't come in with a rider. They're just hoping to get a paycheck. But anyway, I had said to one of my musician friends, I said, well, I'm no longer working in the arts, but I'm helping feed those that are food insecure. And they said, well, there's not much of a difference. Meaning they're hungry too.
You know, Maria, anytime you try something new, there's always a little bit of a learning curve. But in the time you have been with Breadbasket of Northeastern Pennsylvania, what are some of the stories you might be able to share about some of your experiences?
I can tell you that those that are in need of helping supplement their grocery supply are not necessarily who we think. You know, they're people that are working, that are making, maybe at one point was a decent living. They admit that they're just having a hard time making ends meet. With the rising food costs, they've recently gone up 8.2%. And these are people that are working full time and they have a family and they're having a hard time paying their mortgage or they're having a hard time paying their utilities. So it gets to a point where we're going to rob from Peter to pay Paul. So maybe this month we're not going to pay our electric bill or part of it maybe because we have to put food on the table. And there's no shame in that because I think at some point or another, everyone in all walks of life have experienced some sort of hardship. You know, even if it wasn't financially, it might be something else. But I think maybe the average person might have felt it more than somebody who has more means.
What have you learned in the time that you've been the executive director that has changed you?
Humility. Definitely humility. One of the things that I've been able to take with me too, even fielding calls. I think that that's probably the hardest part of the job. They share their stories and I'm on the computer actually like trying to find the best solution for them, even if it's not something like within our pantry or trying to find the one pantry that we have that is appropriate for them. But if they call maybe from out of the area, out of our reach, I'm not going to just say, oh, well, we can't help you. I'm actually trying to find a place for them to at least look into. Try this agency or try that agency. The networking and other agencies that may do the same thing. There's actually the Interagency Council, which is an organization that I'm new to, but have been attending the monthly meetings. And there's so many different agencies that do what we do and similar human services. It's all human services. So it's a great place for us to share our struggles. We share our resources. We share information. If we have an event coming up or if we have a food drive coming up, we can let everyone know and vice versa. So we share that kind of information as well. We all sometimes are applying for the same funding so we can share information that way. It's really a great opportunity for us to gain more footing in this crazy world. I just wanted to find myself in a place where I was making this kind of a difference. Helping people is where it's at.
From what I can see, you really have been making a difference because in a short amount of time, there's been a lot more visibility on your Facebook page.
A little bit. So we've grown to over 1,000 likes and we're working on that and that's going to grow some more and we're going to get there. I'm going to look for any opportunity that I can within time allowed to be present at different community events.
One food pantry or one nonprofit organization, they all have slight differences that really can help if you can put your heads together and say, wow, maybe we can do a project together. Has that come into a conversation?
It's starting to, yes. Yes, this is something that I was brought on board to think about and to present ideas. I mentioned our board, who clearly is a team of dedicated volunteers that help govern and oversee and strategize where we're going. And they are an amazing group of individuals that come from different walks of life and different positions and bring so much to the table. And some of them have been in the nonprofit world for so very long and would look to as mentors. It's really a nice place to be and to have that kind of dedication and support. In the answer to the question, yeah, there's lots of different ideas that are being thrown around. It would be really neat to have an event on an educational level to maybe bring awareness to the general public, those that can support financially, maybe do like a cooking demonstration to show how we're able to best utilize the very basic items that you might find in your pantry. So there's lots of information that is made available to them at the pantries that they may go. There have been workshops. I would like to eventually incorporate that and get that going again as well, where they themselves can learn how to cook different things if they don't already know.
Maria, your nonprofit is out there and ready to help at a moment's notice. But do you ever get any telephone calls, any kind of feedback from anyone that maybe you have helped?
Actually, I have gotten calls, and this is a good kind of a call, where someone would actually call in, where can I send a donation? Because you have helped me during this time when I fell on hard times, and I'm okay now, and I'm in a position to give back. So that's a beautiful call.
That is a beautiful call. How many volunteers do you have?
That fluctuates. It depends on who's active. So I'm going to have to roughly say around 100, 130 maybe.
That's a good core of people.
And it's funny that you should mention that, because this is very important. Breadbasket of NEPA is 99.9% volunteer, run by volunteers. I am the only paid staff person. Our board of directors are all volunteers who help govern and manage, and all of our pantries are 100% volunteer.
Do you ever have talk-abouts with your volunteers about other things that you might be able to do within the confines of the 7 pantries in our region that'll bring more awareness, more food donations to the pantries?
Valhalla Pantry has had some good visibility with a radio station that had organized a food drive that helped them a lot, and we're looking to build more on that sort of thing.
What would you like to see for the future of Breadbasket?
Perhaps expanding within Lackawanna County, maybe adding more pantries to the fold. But even before that, I would like to see our DoorDash service fully funded to the point where we can expand that outside of that 10-mile radius.
It's nice to know that you have people who are really invested in the mission of
they
what you're doing.
Totally are, and that is to alleviate hunger in Lackawanna County.
Special thanks to Maria Santomaro, Executive Director of Breadbasket of Northeastern Pennsylvania, finding as much purpose in her new mission than ever before. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.